If you see a child crying, you might hear him say, "Well, my friend was eating candy and he didn't give me.
He didn't give me a bite."
Okay. Do you hear people around here say, "He didn't give me none"?
Yeah. Okay.
What about if you know a little boy that's real spoiled? What would you say in the way of indicating probability that he's going to have trouble in the future when he grows up? You'd say that boy going to have his trouble
sooner or later.
Sooner or later. Do people around here say he's going to have his trouble likely as not? Or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call those things that you cut out with a plow? You know those long things in a field?
Furrows.
The furrows. Mm-hmm. And if you have a real good yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop. Mm-hmm.
And if you got all the bushes and trees off of a piece of land, you'd say you did what to it?
I cleaned it up. Mm-hmm.
Would people say you maybe cleared it up either?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there any particular name for a piece of land that's been cleared?
New ground.
New ground. Mm-hmm. What do you call the grass or hay or something like that when it comes up again right after you cut it? You say that's the what?
Second cut.
Second cut. Mm-hmm. Do you have any name for a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
Yeah.
What's that?
Volunteer
crop. What is that usually? Could it be just anything?
Yeah, most anything. Mm-hmm. What ways it? How seasonal the land, most anything would be volunteer.
Okay. After people get through harvesting their wheat, they tie it up into a what?
Well, we call it bundles. Mm-hmm.
Now, can you take those bundles and put those together into a bigger shock?
Yeah, shock.
A shock, yeah. About how much corn to an acre would you say is a good yield?
Well, it used to be 25 or 30 bushels, but now 100 bushels are better. Mm-hmm.
What do you call that grain that horses like to eat?
Oats. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you have to combine it, thresh it.
Yeah. Now, if we have to do a job together, you'd say, if you were telling somebody else about it, you'd say that you and have to do this job. You and
me?
Uh-huh. Okay, and it's not just for, the job's not just for one of us, it's for
both of us. Mm-hmm.
And if you and another man are coming over to see me, you'd say that and are coming.
Him and himself.
Okay. What about if you're going to visit somebody and you knock on their front door and they say, "Who's there?" You'd say it's...
Call, tell my name.
Okay. And if you didn't use your given name, you might say it's just...
Me.
Okay. And what about if somebody else, a man, is knocking on the door? You might say, "Oh, it's only..."
So-and-so, call him by his name.
Okay, and if you didn't call him by his name, you say, and it was a man, you say it's just...
Well, if you do, I'd call his name.
Could you say it's just him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if it's a woman? It's just...
Her. Mm-hmm.
And if it's several people, you say it's just...
Several of us.
Would you say it's just them, or...
Well, I wouldn't say them.
What would you say?
Well, a group of us, or a bunch of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about talking about comparing how tall you are? You might say, "He's not as tall as
I am." Mm-hmm.
Or again, comparing how tall you are, you might say, "I'm not as tall as..."